sure everybody's very excited for this big Nesiyah in Yad Hashem. We're all going to be going to Kastira, to the Kaver of Reb Shai LeKastira, Chisa Yugen Aleini. So the purpose of today's Shia is a hachona, because before a person goes to a tzaddik's Kaver, he has to understand what is he trying to achieve. Why can't we just stay here and daven here? Why do we have to go to daven by the Kaver of a tzaddik? And if we are going to a cave of a tzaddik, why this particular tzaddik? There are many tzaddikim we could choose from. So the makor to daven by a cave of a tzaddik needs no introduction. We all know, Rashi brings it in Parsha Shlach Lecho, that when Kolev went to Eretz Yisrael with Meraglim, he went specially to Chevron to daven by Me'oras HaMachpelah, that he shouldn't be persuaded to follow the other Meraglim. So that's the first makor that we have, tefillah by the Kaver of a Tzaddik. And there are many other makoris as well, but that's the first makor. But we want to understand, why are you all going to Kestir? And who was Reb Shai Kalistir? And how does it work when I come there, I daven, and somehow therefore I'm going to be ma'oira the schis of this tzaddik who's buried there? So I want to start off, first of all, with the words of one of the great tzaddikim, the Alexander Rebbe, who lived before the Second World War in Poland. He writes in his Sefer Tiferes Shmiel the following words: Toiv letzaye b'shas hatfilah tziras hatzaddikim. It's a bit of a chiddush perhaps to us, but he says it's a good idea when you're davening to have in front of your mind the tziras hatzaddikim asher nafshom tzrira b'tzroi hachayim. You should have in front of you the demis, the picture, the image of great tzaddikim who you know who they were. And thereby, through this, he says, "Ashahoy moisim nafsham tomid bavireini l'toyv luni kol hayomim." We know these tzaddikim, how much they were mispalel, how much they begged the Rabbeinu Shloilam to have rachmim on Klal Yisroel. V'kash and etzayah zois, and when we'll have their image in front of our eyes, b'vadiyeh nukal luni lushiv b'tshiva shleima, v'yoyil luni l'kedisha l'tahara. A person has in front of his eyes, I have the image of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, I have the image of whichever tzaddik should be. Says the Alexander Rebbe, this is going to be easier for us. It's going to make it possible for us to come to levels of Kedisha. And these tzaddikim as well, who their whole lives was given over to helping Klal Yisroel, this is going to help us l'toiv luni kol hayomim. I remember, as a bocha, I was once in the room with the Alter Behusha Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik Levruch, who was also a Grace Tzadik, and it was just before Tfilis Mincha. And there was a photo album of various tzaddikim, and he called me over, and together with me, he went through the pictures in this photo album of various great tzaddikim. I didn't ask, I didn't question. He just showed them to me. The whole thing took 30 seconds, 40 seconds, quickly went, looked at the pictures. And afterwards, I asked his Einikel, the present Rebbe, what was this all about? And he told me, his Zayda, very often before davening, he wants to be ma'oira in his mind. And we see it written here, the zikurin of previous tzaddikim. So he looks at their pictures to give him a reminder, this Rebbe, this tzaddik, this great person. And through that, it's for him and his chazkus. Where am I going? What am I trying to achieve? He has the image, V'hoye enecho rois esmarecho. There is a letter from the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. It was printed in a little kintrus that once came out. It's called Kintrus V'zois Lihida. And he writes to one of his Talmidim, I've just come back from Antwerp. And in Antwerp, I was together with Reb Itzikel, Peshvolsky Rebbe. And he told me a story that when he was a young boy, he was by the Shin of Aruf. We know one of the great tzaddikim, the Heilige Shin of Aruf. And he watched as the Shin of Aruf davened Shmoyne Esra. And when he said, Hakeil, Hagudoil, Hagiboy Vahanoira, when he said Vahanoira, the Shin of Aruf started to grab that sitter, he started trembling from Kop Tzifis. And Rabbi Tzikol told him, it's already many, many years since I saw this. Rabbi Tzikol was Nifta in his 90s, and this was when he was a young boy, 70, 80 years earlier. But despite this, said Rabbi Tzikol, he told the Rosh Hashiva, it hardly goes by a Shmoyne Esra that I don't remember this scene. And every time when I say, Hokeil Hagudoil Hagiba Vanoira, even if he himself, he didn't chap this groiset sitter, but he had it etched into his memory how as a young boy he'd seen the Shin of Aruf saying Hanoira, something gechapt as atzitter, that he could never forget and that he had in mind 70, 80 years later. So writes the Ramat Rosh Hashiva, from this story I have learned how great it is to learn and to have and to see and to observe Ma'asim from Shel Tzadikim, that this should be for us a lesson. We should try and copy and emulate their Deruchim. So when you go to a cave of a Tzadik, the idea is that you want that this Tzadik should be a Shaliach on your behalf, to ask on your behalf, Lifnei Kisei HaKovod, that the person coming here should be helped with whatever he wants. How does this work? We understand, in order to make a tzaddik a shaliach, there has to be some type of connection. There has to be a connection between you and the tzaddik. So if you were going to the cave of Reb Shaya Kalistira, we have to somehow be connected to him. So how are we supposed to be connected to him? So if we're speaking about a different tzaddik who wrote a sefer, it's very simple. You just take out, let's say, going to Radin, to Chofetz Chaim, open a Mishnah Brira, or open a Shmiras Halushin, and start learning the Divrei Torah of the tzaddik. If you have another tzaddik who didn't write any sforim, but there are many stories about him, of his tzidkus, of his kedusha, so read up about him, some stories. How can I copy his example? How can I go in his ways? Or at least find out what his name was and say, I'm giving Sadukah Le'il Lishmusoi. I'm learning Le'il Lishmusoi. Try somehow to connect to him. And then when you've connected and you have done something Le'il Lishmusoi, so now the tzaddik feels Hakruz Hatoiv. Because a person in the next world, as we know, is an oimid. In this world, everybody is a hoilach. The next world, we're all an oimid. So if you learn from a tzaddik, you do something le'ili nishmusoi, you're making that this tzaddik should be a hoilach in the next world. So now he's got hakurus hatoiv. And therefore, you can come along and say, please, I want that you should help me. You should be a shliach on my behalf. So we need to learn a little bit about Reb Shaya Kalistira. It's not so easy to learn about Reb Shaya Kalistira because we know there are tzaddikim who are revealed tzaddikim and there are tzaddikim who they are hidden. What do I mean hidden? Reb Shaya Kalistira wasn't a hidden tzaddik. He was world famous before the Second World War. He was a household name, at least in Hungary and other surrounding areas. But he was a hidden tzaddik because people didn't understand and didn't know where did he get these super koichas from? How did he become this great tzaddik? When you see somebody sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, mi boikevat erev, a groisa masmid. So I'm not surprised when you tell me that 50, 60 years later, this person became one of the Gedolei Hadoi. I'm not surprised, of course. We saw it happening. We saw how this developed. But when we have somebody who was hidden, and one couldn't see exactly how he became this unbelievable tzaddik with these unbelievable koichas, so we need to understand and delve into it. And we shouldn't make a mistake that some people sometimes think, oh, you see, he can become a tzaddik by doing nothing. You see, this person is out of the blue. He became a Welt tzaddik. And we So I've also can be like him. It doesn't go like that. Every person only becomes a tzaddik through great, great yegiya and great mesiras nefesh. Now, Reb Shaila Kestira, his name was, you see it all over, Reb Shaila ben Reb Moshe, Chisa Yigun Aleini, he was a yusoim. He was only 8 years old when his father was nifter. And he grew up in the house of Reb Herschel Liske. Reb Herschel Liske was one of the great tzaddikim, also the Chassidus Sherebas there in Hungary at the time. Herschel Liske was famed as a great tzaddik and a goan. He was a Talmud Mivik of three of the Gedolei Hador, the Yismach Moshe, Reb Shila Charif, and the Maharam Ash. Three great Rebbes. And he was a Talmud by Reb Herschel Liske. Reb Herschel Liske used to already be made on Reb Shaila when he was a young boy. You know, Basuri Meini state that there was a brucha metziah be'isa. There would be a brucha in the dough. That brucha, said Reb Herschel Liske, you can find this by Reb Shaila. There was already a brucha metziah be'isa. And when he would give out challahs for the oilam, shalashidus, it didn't make a difference how many people there were there. There was always, as if by a nest, there was enough challahs in the bag. He would give out from the bag. It didn't make a chilik if there was 10 people, or 50 people, or 100 people. However many people there were enough challahs in the bag. This is how it was. Reb Herschel Liske used to be zoicha tegili eliyui hanovi. And Reb Shaila Kestira was there together with him when he was Zoicha. When he was Zoicha Tegili Eliyahu Hanavi. The last words that Reb Herschel Liske said before he was Nifta was, Yeshaya Imi B'Mechitzusi. Reb Shaila is going to be together with me B'Mechitzusi. Together with me, whether it means in the Oilam Ha'emes, Madregas in this world, I don't know. But Reb Shaila is going to be together with Reb Herschel Liske, who was one of the greatest Gedolim and Tzaddikim of his period. Reb Shaila became also close to one of the other great Tzaddikim there in Hungary. His name was Reb Modche Nadvon. Reb Modche Nadvon, again, you might not have heard of him, but he was somebody who was famous in Hungary as an unbelievable Tzaddik. My Zayde, Reb Yossel Halpern, used to say over a story which he'd heard from his father, Reb Shmuel Halpern. Reb Shmuel Halpern once happened to come to a town where this Reb Modche Nadvon was there in town. And he wanted to see this great tzaddik, Reb Modche Nadvon. Now, he used to daven very, very late shachas. I don't know when, but very late, long after Sofzman Tfilah. And Reb Shmuel Halpern had already davened. But he wanted to come to the shachas to watch how he davened. So he couldn't just walk in because Reb Modche Nadvon didn't like it if people just walked in. You had to be part of his minyan. So he decided to, he davened early, and then he put on his Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, his talis and Tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, and he walked in after davening had started, stood at the back of the shul, and where he could watch Reb Modche Nadvon was standing in the front, davening. And as soon as Reb Shmuel Halpern walked into the shul, Reb Modche Nadvon turned around and he said, Ich schmeck du at a reich fin Rabbeini tam tfilin. This person should leave the Beis HaMedrash. So this is without even knowing somebody had walked in. He's standing facing Mizrach. And somebody walks in from the back wearing Rabbeini tam tfilin. He says, I've just smelt the smell of Rabbeini tam tfilin. Now, do you know to differentiate between the smell of Rashi Tfilin and Rabbein Tam Tfilin? Sure. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I don't. But this Reb Modche Nadvon, he did. So then we see the type of madregas that we are speaking about. So Reb Modche Nadvon told Reb Shaila Liske, I will teach you a derech how to come close to Hashem through Gemilas Chasudim and through Hachnusas Orchim. And indeed, when Reb Herschel Liske was Nifta, Reb Modche Nadvon said, I can already be made on Reb Shaila, that in Shemayim, they've already been machte him as a Rebbe. And he said one extra thing. And he said, Reb Shaila has the Mafteach of Parnusa. And we see, Taka, lots of stories of people who have been helped, Dafke, not only, but many stories of people being helped in Inyonim of Parnosa. Reb Shaile would say about himself, I'm just merely a simple innkeeper. You know, an innkeeper, you come to his inn, and he asks you, what would you like to eat? And he gives you to eat and to drink and to sleep. The only difference between an innkeeper is, by an inn, you have to pay for it afterwards. That's why it's not Gemilas Chasudim. So Shaila said, I'm a simple innkeeper. The payment which I take is just push it that people should say the bruchas with kavuna and should daven with kavuna. That's the only payment. But I'm just a simple innkeeper. I want to share with you a vort which states in the Sefer from Reb Herschel Liske. And from this you get a little bit of a inside view into the Hashkofa, into the Derech HaChaim of these great tzaddikim. It's a vod in the Sefer, it's called Ach Pri Tavia. And it's on this week's Pasha, Pasha's Trimmer. We know Pasha's Trimmer starts off, V'yichli Trimmer, me'ez kolish, asher yidveni liboy, tikhi estrimusi. You have to take Torah, says the Trimmer, says the Torah, from somebody asher yidveni liboy. So says the Reb Herschel Liske as follows. The Gemara Masechtes Ksibas in Dafnin learns out as follows. That somebody wants to give to Tzedakah. How much money should he give to Tzedakah? Says the Gemara, Be'isha hiskini hamavazvas al yavazvas yoyse mechoymesh. You shouldn't give more than a fifth. Tanya namahucha, mavavas al yavazvas yoyse mechoymesh. Shema yitztarach lebriyas. If you give too much, you might become poor. Omer of Nachman, mitem revacha b'yakov, my cruel. We learn out from Yaakov Avini. State in Parshas Vayetze that when Yaakov Avini was by Maria, he woke up in the morning. V'yida Yaakov Nedan, he said, "Demir loikim imudi v'shemarani b'derech hazeh asher noich hoylech v'shavti b'shul mebeis ovi." Then he said, "V'chol asher titen li." So from this we learn out the double lushan Aseh Asreni, that you may not give more than a fifth. He said, where do I see in this pusik that it's forbidden? All I see in this pusik is that Yaakov Avin, he said, I will give a fifth. It could be, if he would have wanted to, he could have given more than a fifth. So how do I see from that it's forbidden to give more from the fifth? Yaakov Avinu said, I'm going to give a fifth. Actually, he could give more than a fifth. The Zukta Pershel Liske, I'm going to just say Bekitza, the vort which he says. He says, Lach Oire, and the Mephoshim asks this Kasha, the why does the Pusik say, V'chol Asher Titanli, everything which you'll give me, Aseh Asreni. It should say, in Mikol Asher, and from all the Mikol Asher, and from all that you've given me, I will take off. I'll be mafresh a fifth. It doesn't say that. It says, V'chol Asher, and all you give me, Aseh Asreni, I will give a fifth. It's L'chor HaPedictorship, and from all you give me. Od Gezuk Reb Herschel Liske, which state in this Pusik that Yaakov Avin is saying, Reboy Shem, I don't need money. The only reason why I want money is that I should be able to give it on further. V'chol asher titanli, and everything, Reboy Shem, that you are giving me, you know why I want to have this? In order that Aseh Asreni, I can give it to others. I don't need anything. V'chol asher titanli. So if the whole reason why Yaakov Avinu wants money was to give it further, so give everything further. Why only a fifth? V'chol asher titanli, I'll give the whole lot further. Elamai, from this learns out the Gemara, that from is forbidden to give more than a fifth. What do we see from this beautiful vort, this hashkofa, how they lived with this idea to give everything away to other people? And finishes off Reb Herschel Liske, this is what the Torah says, V'yikheli trimmer, ma'eis kol isha sheyid veni liboy. The Gans Nadiva Salev, this is what he wants to do with his money. So this is this yesod of giving everything away. One of the great poskim before the Second World War was Reb Shimon Greenfeld. He wrote a sefer, very, very, very well known, very choshev a sefer, Shals and Chivas Maharshag. And he was asked, okay, I see this Reb Shaila, a great tzaddik, he's busy with Achnosis Ochim all day, he's busy with Gemilas Chasudim all day long. But I still don't understand, is this in itself a reason that he should have such koichus and such nisim to be able to perform? So, said the Mashag, it's a Beferish Pusuk. Unfortunately, we don't learn Nach, so we don't see it. But it's a Beferish Pusuk in Sefer Yeshaya. In Perek Ninches, Zug the Nova Yeshaya the following words. Haloi Puris Leruov Lachmecho. If you give to the hungry your bread, Va'aniyim Meridim Tuvi Boyis, and you bring in the poor into your house, Kisira Uroim V'chisiso. If you see somebody who hasn't got clothes to wear, and you're going to dress him, Mibesorcho Loitis Aleim, and you won't just ignore your family, what comes out? What will be the result of this? Says the Pusik, Oz Yibuka Keshacha Oirecho. Your light is going to go out, like in the morning when the sun shines, suddenly becomes lichtig. Your light is going to go out. V'arichoschu mehera titzmach v'holach lefanecho tzidkechu k'void Hashem yasvecho. And fit os the nuve Yeshaya, os tikra, then you will call out, v'Hashem yame. And the Rabbi Nishlam will answer your tefillahs. Teshaveya, you will daven. V'yoyma, and the Rabbi Nishlam will say, hineini, here I am. Said the Mashag, what do we see in this Pusik? Says the Nova Yeshaya, a Yid who's worried about other Yidden. He helps other Yidden. He's moisa nefesh to make sure that Yidden have to eat, to drink, to be clothed. Brings him into that house. Os tikre v'ashem yana teshaveya v'yoyme hineini. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevumas, this isn't daf samach beis omed beis, ho'oyev es shecheinov, somebody who loves his neighbors, and you help somebody who's in financial difficulties. You lend them money. Ola vakus of oima os tikra vashem yana teshaveya v'yoyme hineini. And the Maral says, Amoidi Kazach, that this is midda keneged midda. Because the Pusik says in the beginning of Sefer Devurim in Perek Dalet, ki mi goy gudoil, Asheloi Elohim Koroivim Elov, Kashem Elohkeini, Bechol Koreini Elov. Said the Maral, if you behave to a fellow Yid as a Kuroiv, every Yid you feel Kuroiv, you feel close to him, and you worry about him, then Midda Keneged Midda, you'll be Zoicha to this Brucha, this promise. And me goy gudoy la shelo him kroivim eilov, kashem la keini, b'chol koreini eilov, whenever you'll call out to him. And I want to add on to this, amoydik medrash. We lined yesterday at the end of Parshas Mishputim, shteit vel Moshe Oma, the Rabbi Yishim told Moshe Rabbeini, alei, come up to Har Sinai, ato, v'aroin, Nuda Vavi Veshivim Zikainim. Says the Medrash, this is in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah Vayikra, Perik Aleph Oistes. Einu Diyoidim Eze Mehem Choviv. We don't know. The Rabbi Nishloim tells them all to come up. Moish Rabbeini, Ana Koyen, Nuda Vavi, Shivim Zikainim. We don't know who's the most important. Later on, Moish Rabbeini tells, Rabbi Nishloim tells Moish Rabbeini, only you can come close and none of the others. He's the one is chovid. But why was Moshe Rabbeini chosen to be the one more than everybody else, more than Ana Koyen, Nudav Aviv, Shimon Zikin? Why Moshe Rabbeini? Says the Medrash, Moshe LeMelech Shenichas LeMedina. A Moshe LeMelech who came into a country. Emi Medaber Techila. Who is the one the Melech speaks to first? Loin Agroy Nimoin Shel Medina. Is it not going to be with the Agroi Nimoin? Explain the Mephoshim there on the Medrash Rabbah, the Salushan Yevuni. Somebody's in charge of the food. Loma, she usik b'chayesh medina. The one who has to see to give food, that's the one who the Melech has to speak to. Because if people haven't got food, they can't live, they grumble and everything goes wrong. The most important person, first of all, is the one in charge of giving out the food. Kach Moshe Usik b'teruchah shel Yisrael. Simply Moshe Rabbeini was involved in the food of Klal Yisrael. Umalehem zi chaya toichli v'zi loy soichli. We see in Parsha Shmini the halachas of all the halachas of what food you can eat and what food you can't eat. The kach nema. That's why it's written by Yikro el Moshe. And Rav Shloime Kliger in his Sefer Chochma Shloime says, if you look in Parsha Shmini there, when the Parsha Machulos Asirois, first of all, starts off Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zois Hachaya Asher Toichli. First he says, what you can eat. Afterwards he continues and says, Ach Azeh Loi Toichli. This you can't eat. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give food to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should have what to eat. So first he says, this is what you can eat. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Medrash, he worried about the food and the Mefoshim Adon there, the Mon, the Slav, the Be'er. He was in charge of giving the food for Klal Yisroel. Therefore, says the Rabbi Nishloilem, Oy Bazoi, you're the most important, you're the one I want to speak to. And with this, it occurred to me, we could add on a pshat into Rashi, the first Rashi Meshputim, Ve'eila HaMeshputim Asher Tusim Lifneim. Says Rashi, Loman nismach opashes dinim eitzel hamizbeach, loimelachu shetusim hasanhedrin eitzel hamizbeach. As I look at the Sanhedrin, I have to sit there next to the mizbeach and the lishkas haguzes. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Ksibas and Daf Yidam Abeis, why is the mizbeach, the mukim akruva, referred to with this word mizbeach? What does it mean, mizbeach? So we just translate it, lushan zavicha, to sacrifice. Says the Gemara, that's not actually the translation. Omer Rebbe Luzer, Mizbeach is Meziach, Mezin, Mechavav, Mechapah. It's these different words, Meziach to be Mechapah, or Mezin. What does it mean, Mezin? Says Rashi, Minayim Bischis HaKabunos HaOilem Nizoin. Where do we see the whole world gets food, Bischis HaKabunos? Shakabunos min boi min hamuzoin. Kabunos come from the food. V'gormim loy brocha. And they bring about a brocha to the world. So mizbeach is finlushin mezin. Says Chazal, Eila ha-meshputim ha-shetusim lifneyem, shetusim ha-sanhedrin eitzel ha-mizbeach. Just like we see the tachlis of the mizbeach was to bring muzin to the world. And the Maral says it was the korban tumid. And that's why the korban tumid is called eskorbani lachmi. Because it's mashpia lechem. So gedoyle Yisroel, it's not good enough just to paskin haluchas, to sit and learn. The Sanhedrin had to be worried and to be mashpia lechem and shefet teklal Yisroel. This is part of the avoida of gedoyle Yisroel. And this who there was, who Reb Shaila was, he was busy his entire life being and doing for klal Yisroel and being mashpia lechem. We know one of the most precious and exalted moments in the entire year is Tekiah Shofar. Tekiah Shofar, that's like the spitz for us. And we know before Tekiah Shofar, Shteitin Alas Sforim, a person should prepare himself for this great mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. And many tzaddikim were misboided beforehand. What did Reb Shaila do in those moments before Tekiah Shofar? You could find him in the kitchen, there in his Beis HaMedrash, he was cutting up cake for the Oilem to eat, to make Kiddush. And somebody asked him, before Tekiah Shofar, he had nothing else to do to cut up the cake. And he said, other tzaddikim are busy now in this moment with Ruzin de Ruzin. Kreuzer Ruzin, Soides HaTorah. And I am busy with Lesoiva Veloile Ruzin. But what we see from this is taka, the avoida of tzaddikim, to be mashpia. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu was chuviv, because he had in mind, on the day before his patira, he called in the cook. This is what he was worried about, the day before his patira. And he told her that I'm about to depart this world, and probably many people are going to come to my levaya, and people have traveled a long way, and they're going to be hungry, and thirsty, and tired. And he told her, start cooking already. There should be enough food when the Oilem arrives. They should have what to eat. So we see here a level of chasudim, of achnusus orchim, which is something which is unbelievable. There's a famous story about the mice. The mice, famous story, people put a picture of Reb Shaya Kastira as a skiller against the mice. This story, I know it's a true story, because it happened to a Yid called Reb Shloime Engel. And this Reb Shloime Engel is the Elter Zayde of one of my shugas. I have a shuga called Yossi Roth. And this was his great-grandfather. His name was Reb Shloime Engel. And this story, took place with him. The story was that this Reb Shloimeh Engel came to Reb Shaila, and he had a factory, a warehouse in Budapest. That's where he lived. And he came to Reb Shaila and he said, Reb Shaila, a chobel grows a problem. My factory has been invaded by mice, hundreds of mice or thousands of mice, and they're eating up and nobody can come into the building. People can't come in, the place are overrun with rats and mice. Don't know what to do. So Reb Shaila said to him, tell me, are you giving masa properly? So he said, yes, Rebbe, I give masa. You give even more than masa. Oy bazoy, you've got a complaint. You have a tefiah. Said Reb Shaila, we're going to call the mice to a din Torah. So he called three rabbonim, and this Reb Shloimeh Engel was asked to present his side. And his side was, he's got a factory and he's giving masa, and these mice have come in and destroyed his property. They're destroying his whole business. He can't run his business. And they're destroying everything. So the Dayuna were asked to Paskin. I don't know if anybody was there to represent the mice or exactly how it went anymore. But the Psak came out that Reb Shloimeh Engel was right. The mice have got no right to eat up his food in his factory. That was a Psak. And as soon as the sack was delivered, Reb Shaila said that the mice have to leave the factory. And what gezukt, as suddenly, that was the same time, let's say it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the sack was delivered. In Budapest there, outside the factory at 3 o'clock, suddenly they saw hundreds of mice or thousands of mice suddenly running out of the building. They all came running out the building and never came back. This is Amasa Shahoya. So I saw, it's written in the Sefer Yalkut Menachem from the Rebbe Mendel Rimnava. We know when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be kibbutz gulios. How is kibbutz gulios going to work? Mashiach is not going to go around traveling from town to town telling everybody, I've arrived, please come to Eretz Yisrael. Of the Rebbe Mendel Rimnava gezukt, as Mashiach, or Eliyahu Hanavi, however it's going to be, is going to be meyachid, a gewisse yichud, of Hashem's name, and this is going to send a signal to every Yid's neshama, come to Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to speak to every Yid, he's just going to say where he is, a Shem of the Rabbeinu Shloilem, Miyachad, a Gavisa Yichud, and everyone's going to come to run by themselves. So this we could also perhaps understand, B'shaila Gazuk, the Gavisa Shem, or with Miyachad, a Gavisa Zach, and by itself, they all suddenly got the message, and they all came, they all left. I want to share with you, Bushtaten a Sefer Magid Meshurim. Magid Meshurim is a Sefer you might not have heard of. It's from Rabbeini Habes Yosef, the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the Heilige Mechaber on Shulchan Aruch. There's a Sefer from Al HaTorah called Magid Meshurim. It's not a well-known Sefer, because it's a Kabbalah Sefer, which unfortunately most of us are not Zoicha to begin to even understand the basic words which are written there. But in the Hagdumah to the Sefer, the Psicha to the Sefer, is written the words, it's called Magid Meshurim, the Sefer, because the Beis Yosef was Zoicha to a Malach who came in a Shemayim, and it was a Magid. And one of the things the Malach told the Beis Yosef, it was written there in the beginning of the Sefer, Tia tumid mizdavik b'Hashem Yisborach. You should always be dovik in the Rabbeinu Shloilem. V'tizke lehi usois nisim al yodcho. And through you, nisim should come about. K'moy shoho yinasim al yedei horishoinim. Like it used to be in previous generations. V'yedi hoom ki yesha lekim b'Yisrael. And when you will perform nisim, you will make it that people will realize asadu Rabbeinu Shloilem. Ki ato ein shem shamayim miskadesh. Unfortunately now, said the Magid to the Beis Yosef, sefeilt in kvoid shem shamayim, ki einu oilem royim shenasi nisim al yedei hachachomim. We no longer see hachomim who are performing nisim like it used to be. Eke sheyiri shal yodcho nasim. And when we will see that through you are coming about nisim, Shem Shamayim Miskadesh. And in Parashas Bereishis we find the same thing. The Magid tells him again, His Chazik Liyached Kol Machshavoy Secholi. Purify all your thoughts, l'shem shamayim. Vim koi taseh, and if you will do so, azakachu sheusi nisim al yodcho. Nisim will come about through you, kemoi al yedei hatanuim. Like it was in the time, nishav damaruim, not the tanuim. V'yedi kalu oilam, ki yesh elokim b'yisroel. And then carries on the Malach, the Maggid, and he tells the Beis Yosef, Ivachain, he tells him a whole list of things which he has to do. I'm just going to mention the first one, which is Nogeya for all of you that are going now to be Mespalo. Ivachain Hizua, be careful, Misamach Mem, Venuchash, Vietzahura, Haroidvim Acharecho, Le Kabel, Kavoinoisecho, Elevatcho, Mehatfila. Be careful, said the Maggid to the Beis Yosef, of the Yetzer Hura, who's running after you, who's trying to steal your kavuna, and to mimavatl you from tefillah. Rak yached levovchul avaydusi v'tia hoylech elai. If you are meyached, your heart, totally l'shem shemayim, whilst you're davening, then you'll come to me, and you'll be able to perform grace and nisim. So, you're all going to Reb Shaila. And Reb Shaila, we know, was somebody who was zoicha to perform grois and nisim. And we all want that he should be a shliach. And he should come along and intercede lifnei kisei hakovoid and be poil for all of us, yeshios. So said the Maggid to the Beis Yosef, if you yourself want to be able to do nisim, and through that bring about a kiddushim shemayim, there's a condition. And that condition is, you have to daven with kavuna. And don't allow the Yetzer Hara to steal your tefillah. Because a person can come to shul, he can come to the Beis HaMedrash, and he'll be there davening from beginning to end. And yet, unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara still is matzliach to steal his tefillah. How does he steal tefillah? But I was there and I davened. The answer is, if you davened without kavona, it's a gift beli neshoma. There's nothing there, just empty words. There was no kavona. And I just want to finish off with this final yesod about the importance of kavona betfila. Because a lot of people don't know what kavona even means. And I want to share with you, now this is, we're speaking here now, halucha v'shteit. And it might sound to all of us very surprising. Abba, it's the Beferish Rambam in the fourth perek of Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam paskins as follows. Kol Tefillah she'eina bekavuna, eina Tefillah. Any Tefillah which you said without kavuna. So you were in shul, you said all the words, but you said it without kavuna, eina Tefillah. V'mispal b'loi kavuna, choyze mispal b'kavuna. Now, if you look in Chiddushei Hagrach from Reb Chaim Brisker on HaRambam, he asks a gewaltige kasha on this Rambam. We just heard the Rambam paskens that any tefillah you daven without kavuna, ain't a tefillah, and you have to daven all over again. Fregt Reb Chaim Brisker that the Rambam himself paskens there in Halucha Yid, in Pei Dav Halucha Yid, that only, as we know, by the first bruch of Uvois, Kavun is ma'akev. But the rest of tefillah, kavun is not ma'akev. So how can the Rambam here, in Peik Dalet, Haluch Aleph, say that for the entire tefillah, kavun is ma'akev? Zuk Reb Chaim Brisker, v'nira loima, and it would appear, the trei gavna kavunos yesh betfillah. There are two parts of kavuna. Hu'achas, one of them, kavunas shall perish hadvorim v'yesoide hidin kavuna. I have to know the translation. What am I trying to say? Or even the translation of every word of the brucha. What am I trying to ask for here? That's one part of kavuna. V'sheinis, and the second part, she'achaven she'oimer b'tfila lifnei Hashem. That he's standing in front of Hashem, shevisi Hashem lenegdi sumit. And the Rambam says exactly, what does this mean? Says the Rambam there. Imahi akavuna. What do we mean by kavuna? Shefano yes liboy mikola machshuvois. V'yira atzmoy kila oimed lifnei hashchina. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, it would appear that this kavuna, to get rid of all machshuvas from your mind and to always remember Shevizi Hashem Negdi Sumed, this is not just merely referred to as kavona, Rakshi etzem ma'aseh hatfilah. If you're not doing that, this nish ken davnen, nozuk Reb Chaim Brisker, you are a misasik ba'alma. We know b'hilcha Shabbos, we need maleches machsheves. You can have two people doing the same action. One is machaven, he wants to do a certain action. He's over issa deraisa, he's dana melucha. The other one didn't even realize what he's doing. Stam misasik ba'alma. It's called misasik. He didn't even do it any. Because you need maleches machsheves. Says Reb Chaim Brisker about filler, if you haven't got this kavuna, that I'm shvisa Hashem l'negdi sumed, you haven't cleared your mind of all other things, this is not called tefillah. You're stamp a misasik. Vim ein li bepuni ein ze maser tefillah ri bechlau misasik d'ein b'dim maser. And that's what the Rambam refers to when he says that this kavuna is ma'akev the whole of davening. So in ovois is only you have to have in mind perish hamilas and to understand what you're saying. Or but the concept that I'm standing and I'm davening to Hashem, if your mind is wandering when you're davening, it doesn't make a chilik which part of davening, whether it's Ashrei, Volet Zion, Shir Shel Yoim, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, whatever it should be, Lechodoidi, whatever it should be, it doesn't make a chilik. What? Zmiras. This is Osgunish Gezuk, Yistam Amis Asik Ba'alma. We find the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eza Avoida Shebelev. What's referred to as Avoida Shebelev? Says the Gemara, Heva Oime Zit Fila. So, tefillah is referred to as avoida shebelev. I saw a gewaltige Wort from the Sfas Emes. This Sfas Emes is not well known because it's printed at the end of Sfas Emes al HaTorah in Chelik Devorim, and it's only printed in the Lekitim. Not every Sfas Emes has in it Lekitim. So this is in the Chelik Lekitim at the end of Devorim. And he goes on the Gemara, Mesechtes Bruchas, and Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. Says the Gemara, Hamispalo Surach Shechavan Es Liboy. Somebody davens has to have kavuna in his heart. Abashul Oimer Simon Ladova. We learn out from a pusik in Tehillim Perik Yid. Tochen Libon. If you prepare your heart, Pakshiv Oznecho. Brings the Gemara another memra. Rav Hamnina, B'shem Rav Hamnina, V'chana hi medaberes al libo. Mikan le mispalel so shechaven liboy. So we see in all these Gemuras that when the Gemara speaks about kavuna, the Gemara calls it always kavunas halev. Now we need to understand this, as Sfasemus. We normally understand when we speak about kavuna, you think using your head. So why does the Gemara say Hamispalel Surach Shechaven Es Liboy? It should say Hamispalel Surach Shechaven Es Roishoy. And we see the Psikim Tochen Libom Chanam Adabes Al Libo Zuk Disfasemes these words Ki Kavunas Halev Einoy Machshuva Verutzoim Ba'alma. When we're referring to Kavuna, says the Sfasemes, we don't just mean Machshuva. It goes through my head, I can translate, I know what I'm saying. Sometimes a person has in his head certain thoughts. It doesn't penetrate his heart. And therefore, when we speak about kavuna, said the Sfasemes, it's not like people mistakenly think Shehi ha-machshova, that refers just to machshova, to know and understand what I'm saying. Ki ein ze belev, because that doesn't come out, it's not dvorm hayoyts min alev. Rak ha-perish, you know what kavuna means? Liyoyts ha-tfile b'sech oymek ha-lev, v'hidova gud olam. This is already a very great madrega. And this is what's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik Ches. Hamispalel Surach Shechaven Beliboy Pirish Hamilos. So we see here Kavuna is a very high madrega. It's brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said about himself that more than he was miyageya himself in Torah, and the unbelievable stories about the Yegiyas HaTorah of the Chazon Ish, I'll just relate one story. Rav Vozner Zechoin Levrucha said he once came to the Chazon Ish's house to ask him a shala, and he saw the Chazon Ish was lying in bed, and he was totally covered over with a blanket, with a sheet, was over his head. You couldn't see him. He was totally submerged in the blanket. And he got a shock. Didn't know what was going on. He stayed there for a few minutes, and the Chazon Ish didn't come out from under the blanket. So he went away. He came back sometime later, and he told the Chazon Ish that he'd been beforehand, and he saw the Rebbe was lying in bed, submerged under the blanket. He didn't know what was going on. Said the Chazon Ish, an unbelievable thing. Now, the Chazon Ish's house, I was never there, but I imagine from what I've read and what I've heard, the Chazon Ish did not live in a mansion, a palatial mansion, with the most expensive and luxurious furniture and fittings. He lived in a simple house, a simple room, with a table and a chair and a few sforim. That was about it. Said the Chazon Ish, he was involved in a very complicated sugya, and he was trying to concentrate with his yegiyah. And he said that when you sit and you have other things around you, it can sometimes be a distraction, and it can take your mind off what you're learning. So he decided to go into his bed and to cover his head with a blanket. Therefore, he should have no distraction around him. So what was he? Where was he sitting? In his simple little room with his table and his chair and a few sforim. And even that was already, could be on his madrega somehow a distraction. He didn't have his full concentration. So he went into his bed and he covered himself over. Now in the Sefer Olchos Ish, this is in Chelik Aleph, Omed Kifnin Aleph, quotes there the name of the Chazon Ish, is Yageya Betfila Od Yoisa Miyagiyoisa Besigyois Hachamirois Beshas. He was made about himself even more than his Yegiyas HaTorah was Yegiyas HaTfilah. And we can understand this according to the words of Reb Chaim Brisker, according to the words of the Sfas. So, now you're going to Kestira, Emit Hashem. You should all have a little bit of an understanding what it means to do Gemilas Chasudim. And this is one of the three Amidei Ho'olam, Ashloish Hadvum Ho'olam Oymed, La Torah, Val Avoida, Val Gemilas Chasudim. This is the Avoida Avrum Avini, which we learn out from Avrum Avini, Gemilas Chasudim, to give when he was in, after had a bris mila, Moedik and Messias Nefesh. This is the Avoida Zachesed Avrum Avini. So we should appreciate what it means, even if we can't be on the level of Shaila Kastira. But at least next time somebody asks you for toiva to help you, please help me in this thing, please do me a toiva, don't say, I can't be bothered, I'm not in the mood, I haven't got time. Think to yourself, at least chodsh, let me try and emulate, learn something from Shaila. If he was Moisa Nefesh in such an unbelievable way to help every single yid, no matter who and no matter how and no matter what. So at least let me try and do something. And that should be in the Shmusoi. And also to understand that if we want to be Zoicha to Yeshias, like the Maggid told the Beis Yosef, it can only come about if you are Mechavan properly in Tefillah and don't allow the Sultan to steal your Tefillah. And then in Yitz Hashem, you should all be Zoicha to Poila Yeshia, Luni Lechol Yisrael Omein, and Shabiz Achisa Yugen Aleini Vakol Yisrael.